Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show on education, and this is your host, Sally Ray Judd. Today I will be talking about Thanksgiving. First, for more information or questions, you can contact us anytime by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com and call us at 419-786-0247. To call in any time during the show for questions or just to join into discussion, you can call at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, there are some announcements. The New Heights Educational Group Student Advisory Group held a meeting on November 11, 2013 from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and the meeting was attended by students Catherine Tyler Spangler and Estella Burns. Adults were Maggie Spangler, Pamela Clark, Marianne Hurst, and Tina Burns, and the past Student Advisory Group President Zachary Clark. Officer elections were held, and many students were adamant about holding office in the Student Advisory Group. Officers were elected and sworn in are as follows. Both President and Vice President positions are presently vacant. All the students agreed to perform the presidential and vice president's duty until the positions are filled. Sadia Jazz is secretary, as an I. Desiree McMillan is treasurer and news reporter. Estella May Burns is historian. Catherine Spangler is recreation leader of refreshment and refreshment coordinator. Kyler Spangler is recreation leader as well, but is their recreation activity leader. Upcoming events are fundraisers. We will be selling candy bars, two kinds of suckers, and a bake sale at the Northtown Mall. Some activities, enrichment days, advisory meetings, field trips are Toledo or Fort Wayne Nutcracker, Toledo or Fort Wayne Zoo, the Brand, Civil War event, Lima Museum, hockey game in Fort Wayne. There are also many volunteer opportunities available in TerraCycle, Campos, Labels for Education Coordinator, Sports coordinator, field trip planner, chief receipt coordinator, and also enrichment day co-op classes are currently running every other Friday at the Zion Lutheran Church from 1 to 3 p.m. The next class will be on December 6, 2013. New Heights Party / Potluck will be held on December 20th at the Zion Lutheran Church from 1 to 3:30 p.m. The next class will be on December 6th. Also, we need to hear from you and what you can help with. All families are asked to bring a white elephant gift, no gag gift, for each person in attendance from your family. Please mark if it's a boy or for a girl, or either one. CD player and music. Things to bring are dishes and desserts to share, cookies, brownies, cupcakes, candy, boxes of baggies, Baron wrap, prizes for game time, in art projects, we also have our own supplies, table decorations. We have Christmas lights and some tablecloths, bottled water, and other beverages. Adult advisor group will be held on December 11th at 7 p.m. at Pamela's home and office. If anyone is interested in participating in person or online, please send us some dates that you are available. Topics will be covered will be what we offer, fundraising, field trips, volunteer opportunities, common core curriculum, and much more. So today's topic is about Thanksgiving. I thought it was appropriate since yesterday was Thanksgiving. And it's always a festive time around November and December with holidays, snow, and warm family gatherings. And it's a great time of the year, and it is so wonderful. And Thanksgiving is one of the holidays of many. And it takes place on the last Thursday of November. So that's the cool thing about Thanksgiving. It's like it always usually changes the date. Like it's not always, if yesterday was the 20th, then it's not always going to be the 20th. It might be the 26th next year, or who knows. So that's cool. And let's get some history on Thanksgiving. There was an article on history.com, and it said, in September 1620, a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers, an assortment of religious separatists seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith, and other individuals lured by the promise of prosperity and land ownership in the New World. After a treacherous and uncomfortable crossing that lasted 66 days, they dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. 1 month later, the Mayflower crossed Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing a village at Plymouth. Throughout that first brutal winter, most of the colonists remained on board the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, and outbreaks of contagious diseases. Only half of the Mayflower's original passengers and crew lived to see their first New England spring. In March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from Abenaki Indian, who greeted them in English. Several days later, he returned with another Native American, Squanto, a member of the Pawtucket tribe who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery before escaping to London and returning to his homeland on exploratory expedition. Squanto taught the Pilgrims, weakened by the malnutrition and illness, how to cultivate corn, extract sap from maple trees, catch fish in the rivers, and avoid poisonous plants. He also helped the settlers forge an alliance with the Wampanoag, a local tribe, which would endure for more than 50 years and tragically remains one of the sole examples of harmony between European colonists and Native Americans. In November 1621, after the Pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of the fledgling colonies, Native American allies, including the Wampanoag chief Massasoit, now remembered as Americans' first Thanksgiving. Although the Pilgrims themselves may not have used the term at the time, the festival lasted for 3 days. While no record exists of the historic banquet's exact menu, the Pilgrim chronicler Edward Winslow wrote in his journal that Governor Bradford sent four men on a fowling mission in preparation for the event, and that the Wampanoag guests arrived bearing five deer. Historians have suggested that many of the dishes were likely prepared using traditional Native American spices and cooking methods. Because the Pilgrims had no oven and the Mayflower sugar supply had dwindled by the fall of 1621, the meal did not feature pies, cakes, or other desserts, which has become a hallmark of contemporary celebrations. That's interesting because now that when we celebrate Thanksgiving, our food, there's so much to eat, and it's a little bit more modernized comparing to the back then when they didn't even have dessert, and I bet they just ate deer. I kind of wonder how turkey came to be the traditional meat to eat on Thanksgiving. Anyways, some best Thanksgiving foods that I like, and I'm sure many other people like to eat on Thanksgiving. One is turkey, homemade bowls, those are the best, pumpkin pie, corn, and mashed potatoes, homemade or even baked potatoes. Both are good. And some facts. The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tradition began in the 1920s. We had one in Seattle today, and I'm in my school band, so I got to participate in it. It was pretty fun, and there were a lot of people. Also, Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving in the United States, where it is the beginning of the traditional Christmas shopping season. Thanksgiving was a national holiday until 1941. So that's really interesting because I guess before 1941, people either celebrated it or they didn't celebrate it. And now it's the national holiday. This year, about 48 million turkeys will be eaten on Thanksgiving. Wow. Black Friday is projected to reel in over $602 billion for retailers this year. Black Friday has been a tradition since the 1930s. About 280 million turkeys are sold annually for Thanksgiving, which is about 7 billion pounds of turkeys and about $1 billion worth of sales. About 20% of cranberries that are consumed in the U.S. per year are eaten on Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving, cranberries, I guess they're really popular. I didn't actually have a Thanksgiving where we had cranberries, but I guess they are also eaten. So I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and it was well spent with family and friends and good food. Be safe while Black Friday shopping. It can get a bit hectic and really chaotic. Also, be grateful for what you have instead of being sorrow about what you don't have, because we never really realize something until we don't have it anymore. So just the little things in life that make you happy, those are the things that make big moments in your life that make you happy later on. And thank you for listening. Do tune in next time and have a safe and nice weekend. The next show for next week will be on Hanukkah, and it will be fun to know about other holidays that are celebrated around us in the communities and people. So, yes, thank you for listening.
You raise me.